I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. G7 leaders are meeting virtually this week as chaos continues in Afghanistan. In Kabul, Taliban militants were searching for and hanging anyone who worked with the United States. Christians in Afghanistan fear torture and execution, and they're asking believers like you to be their voice. Rex Rogers leads Sat7 USA, a satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa.
It's dire. We've seen the Taliban in the past. We know what they do. We know what their values and worldview drives them to do. They'll likely get even more violent.
Today, a special live broadcast on Sat7 PARS will address the situation, lead viewers in prayer, and amplify Christian voices from Afghanistan. Would you pray with us too?
God is not surprised. He's not perplexed. He can turn evil to good. We've seen it in Iran. We could see it just as quickly in Afghanistan.
And back to school week begins in person today for some kids in the United States, while others continue in a virtual classroom. Now, most schools have a plan for this year's fall season, but no one knows what COVID-19 variants or new infections will bring. Ongoing uncertainty is taking a toll on the mental health of children and families. Executive Director Dean Vandermeer says Set Free Ministries helps kids and their parents fight fear and build faith using strategies outlined in Scripture. Learn more at missionnews.org.
As believers, we really have to help each other and encourage one another to keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, but also, Lord, what opportunities do we have to shine bright in a dark land? How can we take the lemons that we've been given and make it into lemonade? Hebrews 10:24, spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let's do that.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.